Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Now we're rolling. Damage Plan MMA Podcast. I am Jason. As always, my co-host, Mr. Zach Partridge, in the house.
What up?
What's up, sir? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I feel good. Today was athlete recovery day in my 8-week fight camp, so we did a little yoga.
What are you doing a fight camp for if you're not going to fight?
I just want to, you know, sound like I'm cool.
No, you're going to fight. You're
going to fight. So we got we're starting our fighter spotlights up again this week. Super excited. Our guest today, fighter spotlight today, is Joey Lauricella, who is going to be fighting on May 1st for the Steel Fist Fight Promotions. And you will be fighting. It's the 155-pound title, right, Joey?
Yeah.
Yes, so you're going to be fighting our local boy, Cole Faust, in the co-main event at the Steel Fist Fight Nights, man. Welcome to the podcast, Joey. Glad to have you on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys. Really do.
So, Joey, tell us a little bit about your gym and your team, because I noticed on the card that you guys got a handful of y'all coming out to Salt Lake City for the May 1st.
Well, Kelly is the owner of the gym, Kelly Annenson, and he was my high school wrestling coach back in Florida.
Okay.
So me and him are pretty close. I've known him probably, I think, coming up on like 10 years now.
Nice.
I joined I fought a little bit after high school at American Top Team in Coconut Creek. I trained there for 2.5 years, pros for, you know, full time. That's where I had my first 3 fights. And I joined the Marine Corps.
Semper Fi, brother.
Yeah, man, right on. And Kelly and I just, you know, kept a good relationship throughout that time. And then I had like 2 years left on my contract in the Marine. I came out to visit him. He had fought like a couple years ago out here in the local Reno area. I came out like after it to visit him for his birthday. And we just had dinner and he said, man, you should move out here. I'm going to open up a gym. And it'd be fun, you know? And I was like, all right, shit. Fuck it, let's do it. It kind of scared me just to come across the country and not really know anybody but him. But, you know, I just wanted to grow a little bit, too. I didn't really have any, like, real obligations or anything tying me back. So came out here, and there's a good group of guys out here. There's really good talent out here, and It's just good training, elevation, good. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, are you living here in Salt Lake, or are you in North Carolina still?
No, he's in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Okay, Nevada. Okay.
Nevada. I moved out here. I slept on Kelly's couch for like 8 or 9 months when I first got out here, and then I got my own place, and
okay,
and lives with me. And
Did you just recently get out of the Marine Corps?
2019, September 2019 was like my contract.
You just did four active?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. What did you do while you were in the Marine Corps? What was your MOS?
I was at 0311 or right.
0311 infantry.
Yeah. Well,
I won't talk too much trash to you because I sat behind a desk. So how many you're 2-2 as an amateur, is that right?
No, 3-2.
Oh, I got the wrong person on Tapology. That's right.
2-2. So I have to ask a question. So obviously I was going to ask you, like, why is it such a long layoff? But Marines, that explains it. So the other one, so you win your first fight and then you lost your second fight. And so then you turned around and fought what, like 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But so, like, right out of high school, I was just always like a scrappy kid. I always got into fist fights and stuff.
Okay. And
I just had a little bit of wrestling. I had no jiu-jitsu, but I just started. I was like a month and a half into training, 2 months in, and we lined up a fight. I beat this kid in like 20 seconds, and then had another fight. This kid was like a state champ wrestler. Had no idea. He came in like 8 pounds overweight, and I was just like, fuck it, whatever. Still took it. So by the time we get in the cage, he's like, just blew the hell up. And we went 3 rounds to a decision. I almost finished him like twice, but he just ended up getting on top of me. And I didn't have the jiu-jitsu skills that I have now to work my way off bottom and stuff. And I lost decision. And then I felt good after that fight. So I was like, let's just do another one. And that was that my third fight, that fight that I lost to, I never felt better in a fight. Like, I was going into the second round, I had just put a clinic on this kid for the first round. And he kept throwing these crazy, crazy kicks. And I ended up getting soccer kicked up the middle, like clear as day up the nuts. And the ref didn't see it from his angle.
It's the worst.
It looked like the way I reacted, it looked like I got hit in the leg or something. But I dropped my hands. I put my hand up on my ref. I got hit in the nuts. And this kid, obviously, you know, no sportsmanship.
He's just like, screw it.
No sportsmanship.
Bam! Game on, baby. Game on.
He stepped probably, I don't even know, like 12, 14 times. And finally, I hear my corner, you got to fight back. So I run, I plant. After taking like some big shots, all it is this little boop, and I just crumble, break my nose, face first.
Oh, no.
And I got up. I was pretty pissed, but, you know, what are you going to do? I should have defended. It's a tough lesson learned. You know, always defend yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had that happen. We've seen that recently in a couple fights.
It happens.
Yeah.
I'm glad I learned it now as an amateur, like a while ago. Now it's, I'm not going to, unless the ref gets in, I'm going to do what I got to do.
You got to fight till the ref pulls you off, no matter what.
Yeah. So, Joey, what do you know about your opponent? What do you know about Cole Faust?
From what I've seen two of his fights. I don't know if it was his first fight or his second fight that I watched a while ago. It was on Steel Fist. And then I watched this last one. But he looks tough. He's legit for sure. Like I don't think he's a slouch. I don't think I'm gonna run through him. I don't think, you know, I think it's gonna be a tough fight. I'm ready for a tough fight. I've been training for a 5-round fight. He looks super athletic. He obviously is talented. You know, he's going in there. How old is he? Like 19 years old?
He turns 20 next week, I think. He's
freaking stuck. 19. Yeah. They're whooping up on the grown man. I did the same thing, though, too. So,
yeah.
You know, like, I'm ready for that. And I think we have similar styles. I think we're both pressure guys. I think he's looking to come out, press me up against the cage, you know, impose his will. And that's, you know, my game plan as well. So I guess it's just going to be a battle of, you know, who controls the fight, who controls the exchanges, and who controls the grappling exchanges, and who's a little crisper.
So we talked about this before we went live on air, but you're actually the second Marine that Cole's fought, and we got to get a W, Joey. We got to get the W, man. I'm
at the top of my back. Hold on. Like, what? I feel a lot of, you know, I feel some pressure. He's obviously got the hype behind you. I know it's his hometown, so
yeah.
If I don't get a finish, or if I don't, you know, get a clear as day ass whipping for 5 rounds, I know I've been to a bunch of amateur fights. I don't know how it is in Utah. I've never fought in Utah, but you know, it's kind of hometown kid. You're not putting on a clinic, or it's.
I've never felt that way watching fights, to be honest, here in Utah, especially the amateur level. I've never, I take that back. There is one fight that, now that I think about, that I felt like the hometown guy kind of got a favorable nod. But I think it's more lack of confidence in judging sometimes than it is. So I share the opinion too, Joey, just so you know, like, I just don't think most judges are very good at their jobs.
100%. Half of them don't even do this shit.
Yeah.
We
do have some good ones here in Utah, though, but you don't always get the good ones, just like you don't always get the good refs either, you know? And that's not the promotion or anything. I mean, all candid. I don't know if Jason told you. Cole's one of my teammates, you know? I train. He's one of my main training partners, and we train a lot together. And, you know, everybody's behind Cole, but at the same time, it's, you know, that's Cole's waiting for a challenge. Like, that's what he wants. He wants to fight tough guys that'll push him. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be a great fight.
I agree. I think it's gonna be a good one too. I'm setting up for a banger. So
nice.
Anything can happen. All it takes is one wrong move here, one wrong move there. But I'm setting up for, you know, a 5-round fight. I'm
cool.
I'm ready to go.
Heck yeah.
Cool. So and the best thing is about Cole, I'll tell you this, Joey. The thing about Cole too is though, he's the humblest, nice kid in the world too. And so
seems like a nice kid. He seems like he's got older. He's not like I don't wish nothing against him bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Business.
Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but like when I step into a cage too, I like having a mutual respect and it's for me it's sport. Like it's straight up competition in sport. I don't go in there like hating my opponent or like I have to kill them or whatever. Like, I mean we're gonna fight, but you know what I mean? I feel like it's nice to be in a cage with somebody that you respect versus somebody that you despise. I've kind of been in there with both and I like the respect aspect of the sport too. So
age with someone that I've like despised. I've never felt that, but
that's good.
Being in the military, especially being in the infantry, kind of gave me a mindset. Like
it's a different mindset that I don't think people like I said, I spent 4 years in, but I was on the admin side of things. I was stationed at Cherry Point on an air wing. And I didn't really get to see that side of the Marine Corps until I went to Okinawa and was in Camp Schwab for 6 months and had to share the barracks with some tank guys. And it's a different world, man. You guys are you guys are legit, man.
Yeah. So I feel like that kind of gave me an edge coming out fighting afterwards. Like, I feel like what you just said, Zach, not the knock on what you said about, like, it's just a fight, you know, like, I'm not trying to kill him, you know, but for me, when I was a kid, like 18, 18 fighting, I'd be like, I was just like a competition, you know, but like, fight, man, you're trying to, you know, knock me out and I'm not, I'm going to do the same and I'm not going to stop until the refs pulls me off. Like, and that's it. Like, so I feel like the Marine Corps kind of helped me focus a little bit more on the aspect and less more competition, more like I'm gonna try and kill you. You're gonna try and kill me, and not literally. Obviously, I wouldn't want that, but that kind of mindset.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's the kill or be killed. Like, I got to be willing to do it because I have to assume that he's willing to do it to me. But at the end of the day, when it's all done, it's like.
Yeah,
I like being chill. Like that's it. It's done.
Definitely.
So yeah, it'd be good. So you have, if I'm right, if I saw that right, you have four teammates also fighting on the card, correct?
I believe so. I think we got Jordan, Elijah. Damn.
And a couple girls.
Yeah.
Well, Ralston.
Yeah, that's Jordan. Elijah, I feel like I'm missing one person.
So you have Gomez?
Oh, there you go. Pablo.
Pablo, Gomez. Mm-hmm. Jordan, Ralston.
Elijah.
Is that Elijah Gardner?
Yeah, Elijah Gardner.
Okay, and then you have Sullivan.
Oh, Emily. Emily's fighting.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I think that she's making her debut then.
Pretty sure. Oh, nice.
You got five of y'all coming. So that's a pretty good group. I don't know about you. I like fighting on card with my teammates.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
In the back, it's a lot more chill. And
yeah. Well, see, my last fight, I had teammates fight, and I hadn't fought in like 4 years. And we were like 0-2. So, you know, in the back.
Oh, no.
You know, it's heavy when people are losing.
Yeah.
And then it's my turn to walk. I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm feeling this pressure.
It's like, I got to get the dub for the team.
Got to get it.
Get the dub. We got to bring the energy back there. So
Emily Sullivan's fighting a tough girl, Cammie Adams.
That's a tough fight.
I know she's tough. I don't know anything about who your boy Gardner's fighting. Elijah, is that what you said? Elijah? I don't know anything about that guy. I don't know anything about the girl that Jordan's fighting, and then nothing about the kid that your boy Pablo's fighting. So there you go. Right. Should be fun. It's going to be a fun night.
What weight do you fight at?
That's 185-pound belt, and then I'm moving down to 170.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah.
What belt's that for? Is that for a steel fist?
A steel fist, yep.
when are you going to be making the move? You've been just slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually lost kind of a controversial decision, or not decision, but ref thought I was giving the thumbs out up on a choke, and the ref went to the other side to see it. And he thought I was out. He thought I wasn't responding. My thumb was up. My thumb was up like this.
Mm.
And cause I felt him grab it. He did like a 5-finger choke up against the cage kind of.
Yeah,
but he didn't have the choke. And so I just relaxed and I knew there was like maybe like 20, 30 seconds left in the round. So I'm like, I'll just let him burn his arms out. I felt him grab my wrist. I hurried and gave the thumbs up. Well, after he grabbed my wrist, he hurried and moved to the other side to see if he could see in. Mm. And I didn't know he was over there. So I didn't do it with anything with my other hand, and he stopped the fight.
Crank.
He was up there and he's just kind of cranking. It was uncomfortable on my neck, but like there wasn't a choke. And I'm like, I could chill here. I would ride this out.
Who's your guys' head coach out down there? Like what are the credentials down there at One Hit?
His name's Aldo Areja. He's world champion kickboxer from Brazil, and then he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Right on. What's his name again?
What's that? His name's Aldo Areja.
Aldo Areja. Who do you get his black belt under? Do you know?
So he's under Gustavo Rodriguez, who's his brother-in-law, and he runs a couple schools here in Utah, and then their lineage goes back to Brazil.
Okay, right on.
All the Brazilians, we hang out with the Brazilians. The
Brazilians.
I didn't know there was a big group of Brazilians.
It's
kind of here. It kind of is here in Salt Lake.
You probably, I mean, if you're here, you know, but outside of Utah, people look and probably don't think we have the gyms and the talent that we do here, because it's quietly a hotbed for MMA.
Nice. Yeah. I learned jiu-jitsu straight from, you know, kiki, punchy, grabby, you know, I was and I was like, and then I started picking up on the accent. I was like, all right. Picking up what he's putting down.
Yeah, but no, it's good. We have a lot of good gyms here, man.
So Joey, we'll get ready to let you get out of here. But first, how do you see this fight going, man? Well, how do you what's your prediction for the fight? Do you have one? I know you can't go in there and say, but how do you see it going?
I see me getting my hand raised.
I like it.
Or you know, somebody gets caught with a punch in a grappling exchange. You know, I feel sharp everywhere. I really do. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go the distance. I'm ready to also finish it if I see the opportunity.
Right on, man. Do you have any sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. Shout out to Adamant, Fight.
Nice.
Till the Veins Run Dry. Another clothing company as well. And my grandma, she bought me some shin guards.
So. Way to go. Shout out, grandma.
Shout out, grandma.
Shout out to her for hooking me up with some shin guards. Everybody that supported me, you know, everybody that's helping me out and all my teammates. And I'm grateful for everybody.
Awesome, man. We'll let you get out of here, and we will see you in a couple weeks on May 1st.
Yes, sir. If
you guys don't got your tickets, get them, because this will be a good one.
All right, guys.
All right, Joey. Talk to you later, man.
Good to meet you, man. See ya. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.